ויחי יעקב בארץ מצרים 17 שנה. מפורש מסי, ויחי is gematria 17. I'm sorry, I'm 34 is twice 17. Yaakov had twice in his life 17. Yosef was sold when he was 17. So because Yaakov, when Yosef was born, he said, I could leave Lavan, I could start my life. And he had 17 years till the Mechilas Yosef, and then his life was terrible. And in the end, the last 17 years again with Yosef. So this was the 34 years of Vayechi Yaakov. But Yechi Ruach Yaakov Avir. Yaakov had twice the Vayechi, altogether is the Vayechi, these are the years that Yaakov, Vayim Yaakov, Shnei Mechayov, Sheva Shonim Aboi Ma'ashonim. ויהי כל לבני יוסף, ויהי בו אלוהים למצוס, וכן בעיניך עושים לו להיות חותך אז יראיכי, ועשיסי בחסד ואמס עדנו תגברני במצרים. אז בואו לשים לו להיות חותך אז יראיכי. רש"י שאיז וישובה. סוג דיינס בן עזיר. שבי כדון אידך בגזרס בלוי. Put your hands, hold my bris milah. Because it's the din of Shvua b'Nikitas Chayfetz. V'asisa mi chesed v'emes. V'shochavti ma v'isa. V'yemer onoichi esek idvorecho. What he answered him. Onoichi esek idvorecho. Zog di yonesu v'nazir. ובגלל דהוברי לא ישבי ידי. יוסף הולד, I'm a son, I'm not allowed to touch that place of my father. אלוהים אמר, אנו עבד כפתגמוך. So he answered him, אנוכי עסק ידבורךו, I can't hold on there, but I will do it anyways. ויאמר, הישובו לי. I want to show, והישוב עלי. So יוסף gave up and he was nishma. What is the master of mine? Yaakov says, Tim ladecho tachas yereichi. And Yosef says, no. I will do it anyways. But the Yosef of Menuzil asks, not only I will do it anyways, I'm not allowed to do what you're asking me. He says, I'm telling you please to do it. So he did it. He says, a lot of red. This red, Chasam Sefer, has a kasha v'chua, Yaakov nolad mohul. So mechetezi that is a shvo b'nikitas chayfetz. Where's the ma'aseh mila? On the Pashtas, we see that the reason we hold the Sefer Torah is not because of the Heft of the Mitzvah, it's because it's Kodesh. And we know it's also Chosam Bo'iz B'iz Kodesh, is Yaakov, Shemuel and Mo'ul, so he had the Kedusha. But the Shavuos Yankov asks another Kasha. So Mushma Vayimim Bar Sinai, the Shavuos is not Chal, the Father gave him a Tzivui. So some learn Pshat, this is the reason Yaakov not asked him. Im lo b'tzo sichem be'inecho, I'm not Tikvareini, please don't. He didn't tell him Kibbutz, you have to. Because if you will tell him Kibbutz, he can't make a Shavuot on it. Yeah, but it's not the Pashtus. But the answer, the Kashi, which was Yankov. Chazni said that Mushma Bar Yom Mar Sinai is only Mar Sinai. Farah Sinai, and Jigven Mushma Bar Yom Mar Sinai. Yeah, but Shaila is if a Ben Noach is Mitzuba and Kibbutz, and Nish Mitzuba and Kibbutz. Some say that the Ben Noach is only Mitzuba and Mitzvah Sichlis. A Mitzvah she is not Mitzvah Sichlis, is not Mitzuba. Shaila. So I want to say a pshat. The Mishnah is one of the emes of pshatim here. Yaakov asks, Yosef tells Yaakov, Sim lo yod chotachas yireichi. Sim lo yod chotachas yireichi. V'yishov ali, I want you to put your hand and make a shavua. Benekitas chayfetz. Yosef tells his father, I'm not allowed to touch your bris milah, you're my father, I'm not allowed to touch it. This is what Yonis ben Azir says. Val, kevon dehavi brei lo yishovi yadei, but he told him, but I don't understand you. It's kibudav. What are you worried? I will not do it. I do kibudav. So he told him like this: I hold, I hold that Be'etzem I'm chayv in Kibbutah. Because Yosef would hold the Shita that they're like Yisrael. So I hold that I'm chayv in Kibbutah. So I'm not allowed to touch your bris milah. But don't worry, I will do it anyway. So there's no reason to make a shvur. That's what the Yonis ben Uzziel says. He shavali, vayoyimel onoichi esek idvorecho. I'm not going to hold on to your bris milah, but don't worry. Vayoyimel lo hishavali. Says, l'shitoscho, you're right. But I hold, maybe you have a din of a benoach. And benoach is not mitzuvah and kibbutah after p'tiras aviv. But don't worry, the shvur bichal. So now we'll say tifer. Yosef told him, I hold from kibbutah, so it's no point that I'll be nishba, because I'm mushba vo'imet. So I'm not allowed to, but don't worry, onoichi eseh, I'm anyway going to do it, the shvur is not ma'isif. Vayoyimel hishavali. One of the two, other because Yaakov says about the tzad from Benoach, other lizruze, as they would ignore in the Dorim Davches, or the third thing is that the Iker Shvur was for power. You tell Kibbutah Paro, later Yosef, you will need to use this Shvur to tell Paro why you left. Paro will not let you to go up to Eretz Yisrael. So what you came over? Of the Hishbiyami. But when I say the Rapsukim, it's not stand. Yosef first said no. This is what the Yosef Azir says. I'm not allowed to, and in the same reason I'm not allowed to, it's unnecessarily. He said, but I need Yeshua for a different reason. Now, if in the end he did it with or not, could be he did a Shvua without the Mekidas Chayfetz. It's not close. In the end, he did with the Kiddus Chayetz. But this was Be'etzem, the Seder Advor. Ve'ishtach Yisrael al Rosh HaMitra. Ve'i achar Advorim ha'ile, ve'yem al Yosef, hini yovich ha'choyle. So before she was shot, achar Advorim ha'ile, that he was already sick before. Why do you think he called Yosef? But he didn't tell him that he's sick, because it's a gemara, a nishba l'shchiv mera. The gemara says, the shvur is not chal, because amrinen, anan tzadi, that he was only nishba, that the sick guy will not feel bad. So if you promise me, if you follow some of this guy, and promise me you'll do it, and I promise you. The aloch is gonished. Because you knew the guy's dying, and you felt very bad for him. So maybe Yaakov was makbid that Yosef will not know that he's sick. So the posuk is madgish, v'hi achar advorim ha'ele, what is achar advorim ha'ele? Now that he already made the shvur, vayomer hinei avicha choyle. Vayikar shvayagel Yaakov hinei avicha Yosef v'alecha v'yischazek Yisrael v'yeshev al hamita. Vayomer Yaakov el Yosef kel shadai niro elai. V'avrecho v'ato shnei bonecho anolei mitzrayim al boi elecho mitzrayim yefraim u'menashe. Keruven u'shimen yuli. So the pasuk says, I want to say a pshat. It's an emes pshat. It's a beautiful, I think it's one of the beautiful pshat that I said once in pshat in pasuk. I don't know if it's emes, but I think it's emes lamito. It's a very interesting pasuk. Vayikach Yosef v'shneihem. As Ephraim b'yeminoi b'smoin Yisrael. As Menashe b'smoilei b'yemin Yisrael. And he comes to his father, Ephraim, in his right, and Menashe is in his left. By Yaakov, it's the opposite. He's standing the opposite. If Menashe is in his right, Ephraim is in his left. V'yishnach Yisrael es yeminoi v'yoshes al roish Ephraim. V'es Atzoyer al smoyle al roish Menashe shikel es yodov ki Menashe abchoy. Vayevorich Yisrael, and the second we go to the bracha. Yosef sees that, and he wants to take off the fan. Menashe is the older one. Vayemer Yosef lekin av yizeh abchoy. Sim leivah. Vayemayin over yodati bni gam yodati. I know. So what is going on? You come to your father, you bring two of your sons, your father does like this. You start to move it. if Yaakov's going like this, it's obviously that Yaakov wants to give the what are you trying to mix in? He thought that he got mixed up. The answer is very partial. When a normal person goes, the halacha is the chashim a person is in the middle, number two is in his right, number three is in his left. So when Yaakov, when Yosef walks, who walks on his right? Menashe. Who goes on his left? Ephraim. When he comes to Yaakov, it happens to be, let's see that, Ephraim will be in Yaakov's right, Menashe is in Yaakov's left. So if Yaakov wants to give the bracha and to put his right hand on the old one, he will have to cross his hands. Yosef, a good child, already prepared it, and the Pasuk says he took Menashe in his left, Ephraim in his right, that by Yaakov it will be exactly punklach. He came to Yaakov, Yaakov crossed his hands. Yosef thought that Yaakov thinks that Yosef didn't plan a step ahead. So Yaakov can't see, and he understands that normally the old, the choshev is on the right, number two is on the left, so he's crossing his hands. So he's telling his father, no, it's organized. So Yaakov, you're not there, I'm one step ahead. I realize that you did it. I'm just a step after that. For sure I knew that you will prepare them, that Menashe will be on the left, and right, and by me it will be the opposite. But not the pshat that Yosef thought that he saw that his father is doing it. He told him, no, you have a mistake, Ephraim is younger. That was no shaglech. If Yaakov does it, you don't mix in. He thought, Pasha, this means the Pasuk is so gishmak. Vayikach Yosef is shneim, es Ephraim bi yeminoi bi smoil Yisrael, ves Menashe bi smoiloi bi yemin Yisrael, vayishach Yisrael es yeminoi, vayosh es al roish Ephraim. Shikel es yonov, ki Menashe abchoi. I heard once a pshat. So, atkan pshat. Shikel es yonov, ki Menashe abchoi. What is shikel es yonov, ki Menashe? Even if Menashe is the bchoi, but he crossed his hands, and he gave Ephraim the right hand and Menashe the left hand. So what is ki Menashe abchoi? Even though Menashe is the bchoi, he did it. I heard once a pshat, shikel es yodov ki Menashe abchoi. If Menashe would be the younger one, he would just ask them to switch sides. But because Menashe was the bchoi, you don't embarrass him in public. You just switch your hands. Even when you have to overdo one kid after the other kid, let the other kid to stand in the right place. Give him the mizrach. Shikel es yodov ki Menashe abchoy. Not even the Menashe is the bchoy. Ki Menashe abchoy. A couple of years ago, I was in Shabbos in Cleveland for the Mir. Fugnas Aaron's days. And I had to speak with Parshas Vayechi. It was a big shul, a lot of alabatim. So I said, I don't remember where I saw it. Maybe the Chassidish of Medrash, but the Ma'ase Hashem made it that the brachas were a cross instead of in a normal way. Why they didn't switch them? He said not to embarrass. Chazal say that Menashe is the Zvulun, Ephraim is the Yisachar. Menashe, he was the one in charge of the house. Menashe and Ephraim. Comes to the brocha, and Simcha Loikim ki Ephraim v'chem Menashe. Menashe ki Ephraim. The whole atzlocha of Klal Yisrael, when you have a Zvulun and a Yisachar, when they're attached. You can't give a brocha to Yisachar and to Zvulun, it's gained. Zvulun, the bracha will not be chal on Zvulun only if it's a cross that he's attached to the Yisachar. When the Zvulun gets a bracha, when he's mechubo, when he's attached, when the Zvulun is mechubo to the Ephraim is mechubo to the Menashe, then is a atzloch. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Seder Vasibas, that the brachas came, yeah, but came on a cross. It's attached. It's not Zvulun gets a bracha levad, and Ephraim gets a bracha levad. And the Pasuk says, B'cho yevorach Yisrael, ושמחו אלוהיקים כאפריים וכמנשה. ויוסם את אפריים לפני מנשה. שאלו, what is the word of ושמחו אלוהיקים כאפריים וכמנשה? What is so special about אפריים ומנשה? So before we say a couple of Hezberim. One Hezber, they say, אפריים ומנשה were שבטים, right? חזר עושה כרובן ושימן איולי. Normally, every time you have a Yerida Sadeiras as a generation, and the generation after that goes down one Madrega. It's called Yerida Sadeiras. It happens. Ephraim and Menashe, they were really the second generation, but they got upgraded and they became like Shvatim. The bracha for the kids is every time that they will manage to connect to the parents to the Frir de Kedor and to be Mamshech. So, B'choy Yevorach Esoyim, Yisimcha Eloikim Ke'efraim V'chemenashe, that you will go back to the old generation, not to the young generation, just to the old generation. Yisimcha Eloikim Ke'efraim V'chemenashe. Another pshat, the Foshim say, that Reuven V'Shimon, they grew by Yaakov Avinu. They were sheltered, they were protected. Sinishkin Chochma that they came out who they came out. Our bracha is to people that Ephraim and Menashe, even though they grew in Mitzrayim, they managed to become who they are. So Yisimcha Elohim ke Ephraim and Menashe is that in every matzev they will manage to grow, they will manage to become who they are. ויאמר ישראל אל יוסף, הנה אלוהיכם מייס ואוהו אלוהיכם ממך, וישיב אתכם על ארץ אבוי אתכם, ואני נשאתי לחושכם אחד, אחד על אחיכו, אשר לקחתם יד האמורי, בחרבי ובקשת. So, רשי בנזדן, חוכמוסי, תפילוסי, the unculus says, בחרבי ובקשתי, בצלוסי ובבאוסי. בצלוסי ובבאוסי. My davening and my bakosher. I know, it's a musa. You know, we read Parshas Vayeshev. Parshas Miketz Vayeshev. Then Vayishlach. Klal Yisrael, they come to Eretz Yisrael. There's a war with Shem. They kill the city. They wipe out the city. And people think, you know, they have stories and how strong they were. The Sefer Kol HaGadol HaSisrael, it's a question if you're allowed to read it or not. Because if you read it once, you read that Sefer once, Kol HaGadol HaSisrael. A lot of interesting stories there about the wars. I was like, I can't think of stories about the wars that the Yaakov kids were fighting there in all different cities that lose the Midrashim. It's a very interesting Sefer. Shiloh had written it. But we called him, when I was a kid, this is the story that we read. When we call Makar, it sounds like they were very strong, very powerful people. Yehuda could scream, two ears could tear his clothes. Yaakov says, we want Shem, Becharvi Ubekashti. So Kipshuta is Becharvi Ubekashti, Abacharav, and Ogres explains, Betzleisi Ubebosi. As you know, Bedavid, Bedavid the Ribbon Shalom, Bedavid the Ribbon Shalom, then you can take Zerich, Becharvi Ubekashti. Without davening, there's no chance. So Chatzkin said, what is Charbi, what is Kashti? What is the difference? A cherev to a keshes. A cherev is a knife. You take someone, you stab him, you kill him, you got him. An arrow, if you go to someone, you knock on him with the arrow, something happens to him? No. How an arrow works? You pull it. The more you pull it backwards and you give it strength, you leave go and it shoots. It's not sharp enough to cut the person with the arrow. It's a little piece. It's the amount. Right now, I just read recently that America is developing a new kind of weapon that it's a regular gun. Every bullet that leaves the gun is in the same power of a big bomb that is sent from a tank. The way that a lot of power comes out, and the same power, it goes through buildings, everything. That is the next new world thing. You don't need to have big tank. You have a little gun. You shoot every bullet that comes out from that gun. It has that. You just of a software that makes it double the power. I just took like when I had someone showing the article. But we call it Mokoyim, this is the keshes. It's not what it is. The bullet is nothing. The shayla, how much power you put in. Tefillah has two parts. It has a chalbi. The nusach is slusi. The nusach of Knesset Sagdoilo. You daven, it cuts. It cuts, it cuts. There's another part, you go to the Kaiser and you start to beg to the Chibay Mishnah. There's a question, how much you begged. How much you cried, then it works. It's slusi, it's davening, ubayusi. So slusi is lashon davening, chalbi, davening. Ubayusi is what I begged. That's like a keshes. You have to beg. You beg, Kosh Baruch Hu gives. If you don't beg, he doesn't give. It's chalbi v'kashti. It's chalbi v'kashti. So Reb Chatzkun said, he said about Mordechai Iber Yom Rishon Shel Pesach B'Taimis. How you can do that? We have a gzeira. Lo me'asim matzah. Morgen chalamoyed v'machin the Taimis. Mordechai was gezer gzeira Yom Rishon Shel Pesach. He said, if they will tell you in Pesach that Haman is behind the door, you can take a knife and kill him. Everyone will go to kill him. If you would realize that the koyach of davening is like a charbi v'kashti, you would never give up. You have to know that the koyach of davening is like charbi v'kashti. V'ikar Yaakov is bono v'yemir osu v'agidu lachem asher ikro esra v'achis hayomim kopsu v'shmu b'nei Yaakov v'shimu el Yisrael avich. So there's a lot of different midrashim, Krishme, the Rambam, Hilchos Krishme, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Maase, he wanted to be Megala the Ketz, we don't know what it means. Yikoptzu, so it starts, He'osfu, then it says, Yikoptzu. He'osfu, V'agidu lachem, Azashar Yigresem, V'achis Hayomim, Yikoptzu, V'shmu B'nei Yaakov, V'shimu El Yisrael Avicha. The difference of Asifa and Kibbutz, Asifa is people are nesaf together. Hikoptsu is when you make from individuals a group. Kvutza. You have a kvutza. A group. You have a baseball group called Kvutzat Kadaregel, they call it. You have a kvutza that they're learning by playing. It's a kvutza. And the Osfu is a people are rioting outside. There's a lot of people on the street. Misasif Roshel. Another group they got together. He called them Osfu Vayazit Okashem Mishmuel. Osfu Vayagid Olochem Asashu Ikro. He Kopsu Vishmu Bnei Yaakov. You have to understand Bnei Yaakov. The Mashiach will only come if you will be Me'achdus. If you will be Kopsu. You're missing in the Ikoptsu, so I can't even the Megala to you the Kates. But the Tnai for the Gilra Kates is not only a Osfu, it's the Ikoptsu that you get together. Soho Hamur Goyrem Roivets Baina Mishpasoi. Chazal say, Soho is the symbol for Toiro, Hamur Gorem Roivets Baina Mishpasoi. Rashi says, Hamur Balatsome Soivel Ol Teire. Kehamoira Mehalech Bayemu Balailo Vein Loi Lina Babas. So the way to get Teira is if a person is Leimed Yemum Velailo Ve'ein Loi Lina Babayis. Right, the horse is a much stronger, most nicer, most beautiful animal. And sometimes if you see the donkey and you see the horse wins. But the horse, he goes when he's happy, and when he does not happy, he stops. But Talmud Chochem is like a horse will not be successful. He has to have the koyach of a chamoy. He could be happy. You don't have to be sad like a donkey. You could look like a horse. It's haloy susi, Chazal said. But it has to be the kfiyas, the consistent. That stocha is only for the consistent. If it's not consistent, it's not masmiach. So Yosef goes to cover his father. Vayal imo gam rechev gam poroshim vayovoy ad gur in haoto da shobei vrayarden vayar yish vakneni vayisu yosef bono vartza knan vayikbo yosef mora samach peil. So the Gemara says in Soito that when they came to bury Yaakov, Esav came and Esav said, I'm the Pchoy. He told him he sold it. He said, we're Ahu Mechatesa, he sold it. Pchoy. We know Parsha Shavua. That was something in between Esav and Yaakov. I mean, it was like Dvorim Betelim. He sold the Pchoy. So he said, we have a star. So where is the star? It's in Mitzrayim. It's far away. So they sent Naftali Ayolo Shlucho. Naftali ran to Mitzrayim. Chazal said the midday was Chushim ben Dom. And he asked, what is going on here? They told him that Esav is Me'akev the Pchoyra. He took a stick and he hit his head. And his head fell into Maros and Achpelo. Adol dichsiv, lo mo'eshkal shneichem b'yoyim echo, that they died in the same day. Yoyim ha'kvur as Yoyim ha'miso. And Esav and Yaakov died in the same day. So it's the famous, famous shmuz of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. One of his famous shmuz. All the Shvatim are standing there, no one is starting up with Esav. All the Eniklach are standing. And Esav is saying no, so they go to bring the Shtar. Chushim ben Don is the only one, takes out a stick and hits. How? Why? The answer is, Esav came and he said, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm the Pchoyer. He said, yeah, you're right. Rabbi Yaakov sold it. He said, Mechet Esav. He said, it was a story. Remember the Zidah Doshim. He said, Mechet Esav. It's the Shtar. No, where's the Shtar? He looked in the package. He said, oh, I can't forget this document. He sent someone to bring it. Neval, Mevat. Mevat. Chushim ben Don, Zogim Chayim Shmulevitz, was deaf. He didn't know what was happening. When he saw the Leviathan waiting, Esav, let's take a look at that. So the Yitzhahore, his koyach is to go to a masa oman with you. Wake up in the morning, it's cold outside. So those are 5 minutes. My say, if I go to wake up now, second Seder, I'll be tired. Yeah. In the masa oman, he got. Chushim ben Don was no masa oman with the Yitzhahore. Esav is disturbed, so you take off his head and you move ahead. Esav didn't come to the story. He said, I'm a pro. So you don't take off his head, you answer him. But we sold it. Mechat Esav. 2015 it was. Where's the document? It's in the paper. 1 second, we can't find it. You don't go in. In our world, we say, you know, you don't, with terrorists, you don't go into Goshenish. But it's the same idea. If you start to negotiate with a terrorist, you're already in their plate. 50 people, 20 people, 30 people. We don't speak to you. We're not gairus you. So the Shvatim didn't realize. They went into Masu Matan with Esav. So Yaakov could wait and everything could wait. Without, they're going to bring the paper. Chushim ben Don never saw the Masu Matan. When you don't see a Masu Matan, then you go right. ויושב יוסף מצרים הוא ואחיו וכל העולם הישראלי לקבר אסאוויו אחרי קוברו אסאוויו. So here is a very stark question, what is the pshat? וכל העולם הישראלי לקבר אסאוויו אחרי קוברו אסאוויו. It's a kvelus. A lot of soldiers. V'osel lechevron v'lehav shovik leYosef leMikbar Yosavu b'moraz kfelto. Minyan ozal Naftali v'rod v'nochas leMitzrayim. V'osel ba'uyim v'asi unto dichsiv Yosef leYakov achui al purgas moraz kfelto. U'miyad romaz lechushim bardon notar saife v'kot hareisha deYosef reshia. V'avereisha deYosef misgalgel ad'a legumarto. ויסענך בגוי תפי דייצר קבוי, וגופי קברו בני דייסר בחק לכפילתו. בוסר ינקובו יוסי בנוי ליעקי במאותו חלקה כפילתו. אז איסר הוא זה נדחוצה, נזום על אברהם יצחלקה לאחר לברוסה ונפיל חיתו על הפי ממבו. So anyway, this is the... חזרת, אז יאליסר מזיר כמו עושה זרוח הקדש, הוא זנמה. It's a basket. What is Vayoshev Yosef Mitzrayim Uv Echov Chalayli Mitulik Bo Yisoviv Achay Kovro Yisoviv. So there's a famous vote, I think they say it in the Goel Mivilna. The Goel Mivilna says that as a halacha, when a choshev a person goes, I think we mentioned it before, the right number one goes on his right, number two is on his right, number three is on his left. So how they have to be buried? Now, as another halacha, what would be if only two people go? So the choshev goes on the right, and number two goes on his left. If it's three people, the number two goes to his right, and number three is to his left. So Ma'asa Machpelah, you have Avraham Avinu. So where they put Yitzchak? It's the alarm system. Where to put Yitzchak? So if Avram is in the middle, Yitzchak is where? And his right, and his left.
It's on his side.
You come, Avram is here, where do you put Yitzchak? On his left. Now when they bring Yaakov, well, it's our alarm system. Round that went up in the middle of the night at the door. So Avram is in the middle. So where is Yitzchak? On his left. When they bought Yaakov, what they had to do? So they had to take out Avram, Yitzchak, put him on the right side. So this is Pshat the Pasuk, so they're going. They took out Yitzchak, they put him. So they went to bury Yaakov, and they buried Yaakov after they buried his father. Because they first took out Yitzchak, put him on the other side, and then put Yaakov back in. This is the pasuk. If you go back, when Yaakov asks his Esav, look in Perek Nun Pasukei. Ovi Yishbiyani Leimoy, Hinei Anoichimeis Bekivri Asher Korisi Li Be'eretz Knan, Shama Tikbereinu. Where Yaakov dug the boy? The Torah says, he's the one that buried Yitzchak. It says, Bekivri Asher Korisi Li. It says, he dug it already. Without that, he never dug it. That is the Pashtus. But the Mefarshim has a casual holds the Isur to be laying in your father's cave. Like Leishiv Bim Koimoy, is the Isur to sit in your father, to be. So it could be if it's al Tnai, it's Mutter. I heard what's a different pshat, that could be what happened was, not the pshat, it could have Yitzchak, it's pastors. Without answering the pasuk. So what is the Eitzef? The Ma'ase, they want to put Yitzchak. Where do they put Yitzchak? They put it on the left or on the right. So there's one Eitzef. You bury Avram. When Yitzchak is about to bury, you dig two holes on two sides. One you leave open, and then you put Yitzchak on the right side. So as the Kivri Asher Korisili, pshat is that it's it only answers the first pasuk that he already dug the boy. It's like Einech Hanami. He didn't. The pasuk is Mamshich that the brothers come and ask Yosef Mechila. So they don't ask Mechila. They say. כל צוי מול יוסף, כל ציבו אביכו, סונו פשע אחריכו וחתוסו. ואיים אלויקים יוסף, אל תראו, כי התחס אלויקים, ואתם חשבתם אולי נרוע, אלויקים חשוב על הטובו. המנסי סקרים הזה לאח יוסם רב, you thought bad, למה יסה, it came out good. That is the post. אבל החיים הקודש says, we know that was a sora arugi malchus, כנגד מחירס יוסף. Why they asked Mechila already? Zog the Rachaim HaKodesh, Yosef never said that he was Meicha. He said, you didn't do nothing. You didn't do nothing. Everything is Hashem. Le'oilom, and I think the Mechai says, Rabbi Mechai, not Rabbi Mechai, Rabbi Mechai. Someone tells you, you didn't do nothing, say, please say you Meicha. If the guy just tells you, you didn't do nothing, but he didn't say the words Meicha, there's no Meicha. Yosef was never Meicha. He just said, it's not you. You didn't do nothing. Nothing is going to be. Person needs to get a Mechila. This is a Rebbe Lechai. It's not you. Next week, I'm not so sure if it will be a Chumash here. The Pashas will not be. I have to go somewhere Friday out of Yerushalayim.